4. Small cable bike lock for securing luggage while in transit or in hostels. A small padlock for lockers if needed. 5. Electronic dictionaries for target languages. Book versions are too slow to be of use in conversation, and small grammar guides or texts. 6. One broad strokes travel guide. That's it. To laptop or not to laptop? Unless you are a writer, I vote no. It's far too cumbersome and distracting. Using GoToMyPC.com to access your home computer from internet cafes encourages the habit we want to develop, making the best use of time instead of killing it. The Bora Bora Dealmaker. Baffin Island, Nunavut. Josh Steinitz stood at the edge of the world and stared in amazement. He dug his boots into the 6 feet of sea ice, and the unicorns danced. 10 narwhals, rare cousins of the beluga, came to the surface and pointed their 6-foot-plus spiral tusks toward the heavens. The pod of 3,000-pound whales then fell into the depths once again. The narwhals are deep divers, more than 3,000 feet in some cases, so Josh had at least 20 minutes until their reappearance. It seemed appropriate that he was with the narwhals. Their name came from Old Norse and referred to their mottled white and blue skin. Navalr, corpse man. He smiled as he had done often in the last few years. Josh himself was a dead man walking. 1 year after graduating from college, Josh found out that he had oral squamous carcinoma, cancer. He had plans to be a management consultant. He had plans to be lots of things. Suddenly, none of it mattered. Less than half of those who suffered from this particular type of cancer survived. The Reaper didn't discriminate and came without warning. It became clear that the biggest risk in life wasn't making mistakes, but regret, missing out on things. He could never go back and recapture years spent doing something he disliked. 2 years later, and cancer-free, Josh set off on an indefinite global walkabout, covering expenses as a freelance writer. He later became the co-founder of a website that provides customized itineraries to would-be vagabonds. His executive status didn't lessen his mobile addiction. He was as comfortable cutting deals from the overwater bungalows of Bora Bora as he was in the log cabins of the Swiss Alps. He once took a call from a client while at Camp Muir on Mount Rainier. The client needed to confirm some sales numbers and asked Josh about all the wind in the background. Josh's answer? I'm standing at 10,000 feet on a glacier, and this afternoon the wind is whipping us down the mountain. The client said he'd let Josh get back to what he was doing. Another client called Josh while he was leaving a Balinese temple and heard the gongs in the background. The client asked Josh if he was in church. Josh wasn't quite sure what to say. All that came out was, yes? This book is continued on Disc 7.